Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen needs either the governor or one house of the legislature to give him the okay in order to join the suit against the health care law. The governor already said no, and now the Senate has denied Van Hollen as well. Republican Senator Dan Kopenke of La Crosse argued unsuccessfully that part of the new health care law is unconstitutional because it forces people to buy private health insurance if they're not already covered.
I'm not sure that's done before. I'm not sure that we want that to be done. And we all know the 10th Amendment says that all powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved for the states.
But Democrats, including Poplar Senator Bob Jow, called the suits unnecessary and politically motivated.
If these attorney generals, in their cynical chase for a little political popularity, were successful, it would mean that the United States of America once again hands the keys of health care back to the insurance companies.
The plan failed on a party-line vote. The Assembly could theoretically allow the suit, but it's unlikely. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.